Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Political analyst Steve Roberts joining us live on the line. Steve, we see the president's first major trip abroad, and it's a little different. At least it is to me, kind of looking at this where I don't know if this makes any difference at the meeting or maybe the perception of it, but I have a very different view, I think, of each one of these foreign leaders who the president has been meeting with than, you know, I would have in any other past year, simply because we've gotten to know maybe a little bit more about their personality during this COVID crisis, you know, where they stand on, you know, locking down countries, where they stand on certain things that maybe we weren't paying attention to or didn't really know that much about before. Do you sense any of that, that there might be a little bit of a different lens that you're viewing this in?
It often decisions made by leaders don't affect individuals directly. But when you're talking about COVID, talking about rules in terms of public spaces, in terms of vaccinations, in terms of just very basic things in people's lives, these decisions are very different than, say, you know, having a foreign policy discussion with Vladimir Putin, which doesn't affect anybody's life directly.
Steve, it was a striking picture of all of these leaders, you know, standing with the beach as a backdrop. But what was the expectation going into the G7, and what was actually delivered?
Well, I think the single biggest change, the single biggest takeaway for me, was not specific decisions, it was tone. You've got to compare Biden's first trip to Trump's. Trump had no respect for these alliances and no respect for these leaders. He went out of his way to insult Angela Merkel, went out of his way to insult Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada. When he talked about America first, he was really saying Trump first. And he was really saying, you know, I just don't think these global alliances matter much. He withdrew the United States from a number of international treaties, the World Health Organization, the climate change agreement in Paris. He even raised questions about the value of NATO. I mean, there was very little that Donald Trump expressed that showed any kind of understanding or any kind of respect for these relationships and these alliances. You know, you look at NATO, which has helped keep the peace in Europe for well over half a century. And so the single biggest takeaway for me was the tone where Biden was coming in and saying, I'm a friend. I am an experienced foreign policy person, maybe the most experienced president we've ever had in foreign policy. I understand alliances. I respect them. I value them. I value my relationships. And that, to me, more than any other specific action. Now, whether that this new tone leads to decisive action on a whole range of issues, including trade with China and Russia's imperialism in Ukraine and many other key issues, that remains to be seen. But the tone was clearly different.
Yeah, that last point, we kind of expected the shift in tone going into this. And the big question is, what does that get us? What does that get the U.S. as a country?
Well, you know, one of the other things that really struck me was the difference in the nature of so many of these issues. Yes, some of the issues are traditional foreign policy questions. When Joe Biden meets with Putin later in the week, what is Russia's aims and goals in Ukraine?
That's a classic foreign policy issue. If you talk about Chinese policy toward international trade and its manipulation of the trading system, yes, that's a traditional issue. But think about some of these other issues. The pandemic, the coronavirus. Think about climate change. Think about cyber attacks. Think even about the flow of capital across international boundaries. One of the issues that they were dealing with at the summit was, can you impose a global 15% tax on corporations so that they don't just send all of their money to tax havens and escape taxation? All of these issues are not traditional foreign policy issues, whether it's the coronavirus flowing across international borders, whether it's cyber attacks flowing across borders, whether it's pollution flowing across borders. A lot of these problems are triggered by non-state actors, and they are not subject merely to national policy to control them because they have international and global impacts. And so, yes, Joe Biden is very experienced in foreign policy, but he's dealing with a world that is very different, and the problems that he's dealing with are very different than the ones he grew up with.
On the Biden-Putin meeting, we already know there's not going to be a joint news conference after Biden meets with Putin. Is there anything we should read into that? He's going to have his own news conference by himself after.
Yeah, I think Biden, did not want to be in a position of attacking Putin with Putin standing there. I think Biden feels, and I'm just guessing here, but my best guess is, and I've been a White House correspondent, I was with Ronald Reagan when he went to Moscow in 1987. I've been in those situations, and I think that when you have these joint news conferences, people can get can feel intimidated and limited. And I think Biden wants to be able to speak frankly about Putin, something he would be less able to do if Putin was standing next to him.
Now, when you kind of look at the optics of that, might there also be something to, you think of President Trump and, not just Putin, but I'm thinking specifically the North Korea meetings he had and just the backlash that there was of him standing and sitting next to someone like Kim Jong-un. Is there simply that more so than even just the laying an attack on somebody who's right next to you, just not wanting to be seen standing next to of Vladimir Putin?
Well, there are pluses and minuses here. When you stand next to Putin, the optic is, yes, paying certain respect to a guy who is an international bully and an imperialist and a warmonger, but at the same time, you are a major figure on the world stage. You are the equal of anybody. You can argue that one both ways, but I was struck by the fact that that Biden did not want to do a joint news conference. And you got to remember the way Trump operated in foreign policy, in part because he was so inexperienced and really had no background in diplomacy and negotiations, that he personalized everything. He always talked about it. You mentioned North Korea over and over again. He talked about his personal relationship with the North Korean leader. He's done that with China. He did it with Putin. No real understanding or no real grasp of these larger concepts of international strategy, international interests, international, and the effects of his personal diplomacy. And I think Biden is doing everything he can to contrast himself to Trump. And, we have a poll out this week, an ABC poll, which showed that people are far more confident in Biden's representation of the United States abroad than they were about Trump's. And that's with good reason. Trump had no experience at all, and he showed himself to be very inexperienced and very maladroit in many of these international meetings.
We will see what the week brings. Steve, thank you. Steve Roberts, sure. ABC political analyst, joining us live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.